And good morning and welcome to The Conversation. Thanks, Jose. I'm Chris Vandercook. And Hawaii lost one of its most beloved political figures when Senator Daniel Akaka died earlier this morning. For his 14 years in the U.S. House of Representatives and his 22 years in the Senate, Akaka was Washington, D.C.'s warm-hearted ambassador of the Aloha spirit. Earlier today, HPR reporter Ku'uwe Hiraishi spoke with his son, Kahu Daniel Akaka, Jr.
My dad was an amazing and wonderful man who lived a life of aloha and who shared that with whomever he was with. Didn't have to be ohana or family, but whoever he was with, whether in Hawaii or Washington, D.C. or anywhere in the world. And he was such an amazing representation of a Hawaiian. You know, the true Hawaiian, and then, yeah, he lived that spirit, that aloha spirit, and, you know, we're going to miss that. He comes from a generation of very hard workers, and I think he lived a life of humbleness, humility, kindness, all of those wonderful traits and values of our kupuna. And so we're going to dearly miss Dad and his laughter and his smile. And, we lost a wonderful father. You know, Hawaii's lost a great representative and a true kanaka maoli.
Daniel Kahikina Akaka was the first Native Hawaiian elected to Congress and the first to serve in the United States Senate, an office to which he was appointed by then-Governor John Waihe'e in 1990. HPR political reporter Wayne Yoshioka is with me in the studio. And Wayne, it's impossible to discuss Senator Akaka's legacy without talking about his strong identification with his Hawaiian heritage.
And, you know, he was not only the first Native Hawaiian in Congress, he was the only senator whose last name was spelled the same way forwards and backwards, with one vowel and one consonant, a.k.a. K.A.
Uh-huh.
But he was really Senator Aloha. And we in Hawaii remember him for the Akaka Bill to recognize Native Hawaiians as the indigenous people of Hawaii. And he never wavered or amended that bill for 12 years. The late senator explained why in 2010.
We have tried to keep the main intent of the bill, and we have done that. And that intent is to bring a process that would help to place the Native Hawaiians at the table with the state government and the federal government in dealing with issues that concern the Hawaiians. And for me, this goes all the way back to the overthrow. In 1893, when the Kingdom of Hawaii was overthrown, the U.S. Minister Stevens had a hand in this, and as we all know in history, the armed forces were brought here to take over the kingdom. And since then, the Hawaiians, I feel, have been disenfranchised. And it's about time that we bring them together in an entity where the Hawaiians can now work together, gain their pride back, further develop their culture, and bring back the scientific and historical measures that were used by the early Hawaiians that has preserved Hawaii environmentally as Hawaii. And I feel that this entity will help to bring that about, and that this entity is important to the future of all peoples of Hawaii.
The Akaka Bill was passed twice by the U.S. House of Representatives, but never made it past the U.S. Senate, despite being heard more than a dozen times. Senator Akaka retired in 2012 and was honored by the Hawaii State Legislature the following year with the presentation of the Aloha Order of Merit. The COA Award was first presented in 1993 and approved by a joint Senate-House resolution and given to a person who brought honor to Hawaii Nei. In true Uncle Danny fashion, this was his acceptance speech before the legislature.
Thank you very much. This is not on the program. But I was surprised when they asked me, hey, you got to sing a song. And, of course, the song I'm going to sing is what I call the rainbow song. This song, people understand, because the rainbow is a symbol And it's very significant because it's beautiful. It has all the colors, and for me, it represents diversity, all the different colors. And that's what Hawaii is a rainbow state. Where we live, there are rainbows, that's all of you, with life and the laughter of mornings and stories.
Wayne, there were many moments like that over the course of the senator's career. And we should make a quick correction. I said earlier he was the first Native Hawaiian elected to Congress, overlooking Prince Jonah Kuhio Kalaniʻōlohe almost a century earlier. But he was the first to serve in the United States Senate.
Yes, and the late Senator Daniel Akaka leaves behind his wife, Millie, the love of his life, 5 children, 15 grandchildren, and even more great-grandchildren. He will really be missed.
How would you sum up the legacy, Wayne, from your observation over the decades?
I mean, even if he was never elected to Congress or served as a U.S. senator, you can't help but really recognize him as a person with the true aloha. Aloha spirit, in other words, meaning that unconditional aloha to you, no matter where you stood on issues, no matter what your political persuasion was, he was always full of aloha.
Again and again, when you hear descriptions of his tenure in Washington, it has to do with the warmth of his personality and the contrast between what he brought to Washington, D.C., and what that environment is generally seen as being.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's say it's a cutthroat environment, but I think, you know, he never wavered with his Akaka bill because he had gathered so many people decades earlier, and he made this commitment to them that we are going to try to get federal recognition for Native Hawaiians, and he never faltered, and he never wavered from that
promise.
Well,
Wayne, given that it did not pass in the Senate, what is the legacy of that effort?
I think it's something that tells the new generation that, you know, we need to renew this, but more importantly, we need to assemble as a community, as Native Hawaiians, and really seek something that we can all agree on, whether it's federal recognition, whether it's sovereignty or whatever. Just get together, unite, and get behind a purpose like Senator Akaka did for the Akaka bill.
That's how he's going to be remembered?
I think so. I think he promised to the people that he would try to get this message forward, and he never wavered, and he never said, well, I'll do this to get it passed. He never did that. He said, this is it, and I'm going to push for this.
Without compromise.
Without compromise.
Thanks very much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Yoshioka is HPR's political reporter.
Support for The Conversation comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk show programming. Mahalo to contributors Bush Consulting, Sacred Hearts Academy, and Urgent Care Hawaii.